This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin and Chuck, I think, will both be here at 12 o'clock.
I think it's just Martin and Strick, and I'm looking forward to hear how this all went down. I saw Strick on Facebook over the weekend post something along the lines of, how do you renew an expired passport in 48 hours? Which, usually you're supposed to give it like 6 weeks. So... I was told that he had to go up to Chicago to get this done. He's back here. He's supposed to be in studio from noon to one with Martin. And I'm just interested to hear how that went for him. Check your passport. Make sure it's, you know, if you're going to go on an international trip, which for Strick, I'm sure is Canada. Just make sure it's not near the expiration date.
And that's counting as a family vacation.
Yes.
He's taking Lori to the draft.
Because Lori, so Lori, who has had to probably spend the last 2+ months chauffeuring the kids all around everywhere because Strick calls this daddy's time of year, which lasts a long time when the Blues go on an extended Stanley Cup run, now has to go to Canada for the draft.
Wow.
Like, can we go to, you know, if we're going to get our passports renewed, how about a beach somewhere? Aruba?
What's funny is their team finally went to Stanley Cup, and yet they're still not going to Disney World. So
they didn't even have a first-round pick. Who cares?
It's all about the future.
Who cares?
You're right.
They traded it for O'Reilly. That was their first-round pick. It was great. Ligo, who cares? So that's what Strick's up to.
All right.
You want to do five for Frank?
Let's do it.
Up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Your pitching staff can't get Christian Yelich out. Your offense can't hit Yamamoto, who was sent to the Marlins in the Christian Yelich trade by the Brewers. That will haunt you, not getting Yelich, probably for the rest of your professional life, will it?
Yeah, and the problem is you have a front row seat to see all the greatness, and much of it has come at your expense because he owns the Cardinals. Yeah, we got, you know, we've heard the expression, you got the wrong Ray Lankford. We got the wrong Marlins outfield, although he's okay. He's fine.
You are Max Scherzer, St. Louisan, ace pitcher for the Washington Nationals. Are you ever squaring to bunt again?
Oh, gosh. Describe that a little bit for
us. So yesterday, and it was during a drill. It wasn't even in a real game. He was, and it's stupid when they do it. They walk in and they, you'll see hitters and pitchers who hit. They'll square
it
a bunt three times
before
you swing the first time. And one of which, and Scherzer, it did look a little lackadaisical. He wasn't, you know, wasn't full effort. And you just kind of put the bat out there to square it a bunt. And it deflects off the bat and hits him in the nose. Breaks his nose. Allegedly, reportedly, he is still starting today with the broken nose. But it did cause a little bit of angst in Washington's camp. So I'm just thinking if you're Max Scherzer, there's your excuse to never bunt again for as long as you're playing.
The lovely Brooke, my daughter from who's living in Washington, D.C., texted me this morning and she said, "Hey, Deloitte is giving us tickets to tonight's game." I said, "Great news. You're going to get to see Max Scherzer." Anytime you get a chance to see Max Scherzer. Now, I wonder if he'll be wearing the protective, you know, like basketball players wear that awkward...
Like the Rip Hamilton mask?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, actually, if he wore that. I do wonder how his face will be, how they'll try to protect that nose. That's got to bother you, though, when you pitch. Like, you know, your head kind of rocks a little bit when you throw.
That's like when you saw Chara... Could you really see the puck with that monster, you know, face mask he had on?
I know.
You know what? You should do this. Our listening audience should do. You ought to Google a picture, YouTube, of Dan Dierdorf. I don't know if they still have it. But Dan Dierdorf broke his jaw like Chara. And he wore the most comprehensive, massive freaking mask. It was the scariest thing you ever saw. And he actually played. Can you imagine? I mean, it's one thing if you're playing hockey. And sometimes if you're playing hockey, you can avoid contact, okay? But he was an offensive lineman with a broken jaw with that thing and having full impact collisions.
Huh. You're not seeing that one yet?
It didn't last that long. It was about a half a season, but it was so courageous.
You're Danny Ainge, Celtics GM. That's not been fun.
I'm sick of being confused with Martin Kilcorn, by the way.
Yes, you're probably bothered by that. And it does seem like that maybe the calls of the Celtics being the next dynasty were a little premature, and you might be entering a brief period of transition, but you keep going back, be honest, to opening night 2017 and the Gordon Hayward injury, and you can't help but think that that's probably where it all ended.
Yes, that's a great thought. And I'm also thinking this. I'm not going to miss Kyrie at all. And if this guy doesn't want to return my calls, fine. Get the first ticket out of Boston. I don't need you. But I am going to miss Al Horford if, in fact, he goes, because he is a glue player and a winning player. I'm going to miss that. But you're not going to get Davis, and you're losing potentially, you know, two of your more talented players. I just hope and pray that Gordon Hayward can resume to all-star status, which I think is still possible. I think, you know, the year after one of these catastrophic injuries, you know, you could come back and still be really good. And I hope that, you know, Jason Tatum starts to progress.
Your Lakers general manager, Rob Pelinka. How did you not know the rules in regards to getting that additional max slot space in for the NBA, possibly screwing yourself out of going after a Kemba Walker or another top player? How do you not know the rules?
Almost inexcusable. What do you have to do? You got to know the rules, and you got to sign free agents and show up at the draft. It'll be interesting. I still think they are, even without Kemba Walker, even without adding somebody really special, I do think you could make a strong case for them being, you know, one of the three or four best teams in the league. I mean, Golden State is decimated. You know, we know Chris Paul wants out of Houston. I guess Denver's really good.
Portland?
Yeah, Portland's solid. But if you got two of the top five or two of the top seven in the world, how can you not be considered a favorite here? Right, guys?
I would agree with that.
I mean, as long as they both stay healthy.
You need to add those bench players like a J.J. Redick or even the Kyle Korver if he's bought out by Memphis. That bench guy who's okay with his role but can really add some offense. That's kind of the next step for Los Angeles. Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. One more. Frank, you are the St. Louis Blues. Now, I know that you only get the cup for 100 days or so. But any part of you trying to find a way, just because of the story, get that cup to Denver for a photo opportunity with David Jacober? How cool of a story would that be? One of our texters is suggesting that.
That's a great story. It would be so much easier if you just got the cup to him. Now, who, by the way, could Jaden Schwartz, who has some Colorado roots, I don't know, but you got to find out who could be in Denver for that.
Yeah.
If not, you just hope and pray David, you know, is in good health and you invite him there for opening night or one of those first couple of games. That's a great thought, though. Good work.
All right, that's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
All right, tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be joined by Andy Van Slyke in studio. He will be candid and, I'm sure, controversial. Martin will be here at 12 with Chuck. Do we have one more break to take?
No, I think we're good.
All right. What else on the text lines there?
Trying to scroll through. One of our texts are suggesting about the Ron Jacober meetup. Bozak lives in Denver, according to Eric's divorce lawyer. So maybe that's the end.
Well, that would be good. Wouldn't be surprised if David's doorbell rings sometimes as somebody opens the door to find the Stanley Cup on his doorstep. Come on, Blues. Make it happen. A salty pretzel with just that is a great thought.
Guys, the Cardinals took a downward turn after Luhnow flew the coop with a majority of his staff with the Cardinals' blessing. The bow tie wearer and his staff have been proven to be inadequate compared to Luhnow. Mozeliak like a son, however, to Mr. DeWitt, the Boevil of Evil Mill.
Of all the moves, you know, there was a stretch where you couldn't really second guess, or you couldn't say John Mozeliak had made a catastrophic mistake, had made a terrible mistake. I mean, there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, where you couldn't say that. Even his free agent signings, they weren't of like big numbers or anything. Was it Ty Wigginton?
Wigginton was always kind of the joke one that you brought up, because that was probably the first, why did you give him an additional year deal? Because he was a kind of a worthless player on the roster for a while.
Yeah. But now you got quite a few to choose from. You have Brett Cecil. You have the Tommy Pham trade. I mean, even the Luke Voit trade, I know it would have been tough to find a spot to play him, but you still gave up an American League All-Star player now.
And received nothing in return.
Yeah. So that's three.
I mean, Gregerson didn't work. That was bad. You punted on that one quick. Brogdon required you to buy him out.
Yeah.
Wonder what the end result of Fowler is. Mike Leake was a mess. You're paying Seattle some money to make sure he's not on your roster.
I don't know. On Fowler, you got a productive, 800 OPS years first season. Then last year was bad, mainly because of injuries and other things. And this year, you just have a decent player, would you say?
Yes. Yeah, I would. But that's not what you
$80 million bucks
for.
Is a lot of money.
Exactly, yeah. Hashtag your mom liked it. I totally agree with the Lunau sentiment and the current GM. The Cardinals build teams to win 85 games and hope to back into the playoffs. When they fall short, they say, wait till next year, we're going to do better.
Yeah, well, I don't think, John Mozeliak, when he's putting these teams together, I mean, it's turned out that way, but I don't think he's saying, hey, we can win 85. I mean, if it is, it's not the proper
He does have a tendency to bring up 2011 every now and again, as if that's something that could happen again and not a once-in-a-generation run. He's done that more than once, and that's a little irksome. Don't depend on getting hot at the right time. Build a good team that's always good.
Like if the Blues now missed a playoff 4 years in a row, you're not going to hear Doug Armstrong go, well, you remember 2019.
Right,
you went
from, exactly.
I mean, that's probably not the move. You know the fans aren't going to like that, and so you try to avoid bringing up the past when you're talking about the most recent passes. Bad trades, missing the playoffs, and, questionable signings.
Hey, why buy an old home with all the to-dos when you could buy a new home? This June, McBride Homes is having a dream kitchen and bathroom sales event. Buy a new McBride home, receive $2,000 to $10,000 to spend towards a luxury kitchen or bath. McBride Homes has over 40 communities throughout the Metro St. Louis area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in. They have that new place, which is right around Plaza Frontenac, these condos. They may be the most swank condos in the St. Louis area, and they have some available as we speak. They have homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. McBride's Dream Kitchen and Bath Sales Event is only for June. Only visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
A lot of people saying Bozak should do that, bring the cup to David Jacober's house.
So wait a minute. So Frankie has said that on your airwaves.
I guess Mo has said they shoot for 85 wins and then fall back. I don't recall him saying that.
I'd remember if he said that.
Yeah, I think Plowsy has a pretty good archive memory of things Mo has
said. If that
said
was
and
said, that, I would still be chirping about that now. So I'm hoping that is false.
Yeah.
If it is, I want to see it. And we'll go from there.
So tonight, the awards presentation, I would rank it like this. I would say the best chance is the Selke Award for Ryan O'Reilly. The second best chance is Doug Armstrong being General Manager of the Year. And then third, Binnington, but I don't think he's going to win. And then fourth would be Berube. And then you also have the Lady Bing.
Now, I have to disagree, although I just by my guess, they vote before the playoffs begin. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
I still think Berube is the coach of the year. I realize you don't have a full sample size, and it did take them a little bit to get going when he was hired. You do remember that first couple weeks was a little bit of a learning curve for Berube. But what he did, even just to get them in the position where they were in the playoffs, to me, that seems so likely, but I understand yours ahead of them are a little bit more likely. I just would think Berube should win the coach of the year. Right?
Yeah, especially, too, because, like—
What other coaches?
There is one coach, and it's Mr. Cooper in Tampa, who happened to have one of the greatest regular seasons in NHL history. And let's face it, John Cooper is probably going to win this thing. I mean— if they would have gone for the postseason, Cooper would not. He's a first-round flamed out. And then you have Berube, who just every little move, whether it was inserting Zach at the right time or Bortuzzo at the right time. Everything he did was magic. But, boy, John Cooper with that historic regular season.
I wonder if Barry Trotz gets votes, too, taking over an 80-point then 7th Islanders team and moving on to 103 points and finishing second in their division. I think that gets – because so much of this, and it goes against – I think it goes against Army a little bit, too, is these awards for executives and coaches are based a lot on preseason expectations. And I think the Blues were expected to finish where they finished, at least in the season, middle of the pack in their division in the postseason. Now, the journey to get there wasn't at all expected. But I think if you look at it, and though they are where they're at, but we didn't think the Islanders would be really good. So now all of a sudden when they play 20 points above expectation, I think that's what gets them awards. And it's unfair. And I'll say this, the Blues won the only award that matters.
Yes. Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
especially matter what happens tonight.
Yeah.
O'Reilly gets to carry home the cool trophy, whether he wins tonight or not.
Can you imagine Ryan O'Reilly's year? He just spent a career of like 10 years in the league with two playoff appearances. Now he comes home with a Stanley Cup, a Conn Smythe, likely the Selkie, and maybe the Lady Bing.
The only way you feel bad for him is he's drastically underpaid when you look at today's NHL. I mean, he should be in that nine. I mean, his season and how important he is on both offensive and defensive with the puck, I think he's in that 9 to 10 million range, whereas you have such a friendly deal with him and Tarasenko. It's unbelievable.
Or he could have been an NBA player like, how about the man you just mentioned, J.J. Redick?
He'll get paid.
Who makes like 19 and 20 million a year.
Much more productive than Otto Porter, though. I know we bring him up a lot. Ooh. At least J.J. Redick has some form of...
yeah, and whoever... That Laker idea is just perfect.
Yep.
Especially if you want LeBron to be at his best, you better get some spot-up shooters that he can kick it to, you know? J.J. Redick has really carved out a nice career.
Oh, so much better than anyone would have guessed for a guy. He's a good basketball player, but... For a guy who's known as just a shooter, not so much an athlete, he's had a phenomenal NBA career.
Duke guards have been kind of cursed. Jay Williams, Bobby Hurley, all these terrible injuries.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just weren't that good to begin with. But, yeah.
Yeah, Tyus Jones, too early to tell for him in Minnesota. You got a lot of guys that are fringe players and now out of the league, for sure.
Is it Shane Battier and J.J. Redick probably two of the best players to come out
Carlos
of Duke?
Carlos Boozer, Grant Hill is probably the best.
Luol Deng, baby, in his prime. Luol Deng was
fantastic.
Good player,
But Grant Hill's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And he could have been like, you know, maybe a top 40 player of all time if he would have had the injury.
Yeah.
So.
We are the Grizzly Station, by the way. Mike Conley Jr. traded to Utah today.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. So they finally have torn down.
Well, they're going to get John Morant.
Yes, but the Grit team that had Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley Jr., all officially gone.
Yeah. Hey, Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. Real quickly, when I lived in Kentucky, as you may know, basketball is king, and these guys are revered like rock stars. So when I was there, there were like three or four guards that were really popular. Rex Chapman, who was convicted of a felony. Richie Farmer, who went to prison. Sean Sutton, who also was convicted of a felony. And now I just read Ed Davender, who was a great player at Kentucky, 1,000-point scorer, McDonald's All-American from Brooklyn. He died of a heart attack, and he also spent about 4 or 5 years in prison. True story. About 2 years ago, I'm leaving this radio show at about 12 o'clock, and I get a call, and it's from Ed Davender, who I have not talked to probably in 25 years since I've been here for that, or 23 years. And he says, Frank, this is Ed Davender. I said, Ed, how are you? And he asked me for some money. I think he was getting out, and so I didn't tell Monique about it. And so we just sent him just a little bit. And then the other day I read that he had passed away. You talk about cursed. I don't know. Maybe you could say this, that some of these guys are pampered and loved and they really have a false sense of reality. And then when they're done playing, they just don't know how to adapt.
Rex Chapman, by the way, has one of the more enjoyable Twitter
things
going. The blocker charge, where you just post a video of someone is getting hit by something or being pushed down, and it's just blocker charge.
Yeah,
that's
how did you discover
thing.
That, by the way, Rex? I mean, I follow him because I know him.
It gets retweeted, and I don't follow him, but it gets retweeted into my feed all the time.
Yeah.
Blocker charge, and then someone like gets hit by a rock. Or someone gets run over by a golf cart. Then blocker charge.
All right, coming up next, Martin Kilcoyne. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 22.